everybody, and I'm awfully glad I'm not forgotten. I'm out here for the express purpose of singing some of the old songs I wrote a long time ago. And I'm going to show you about the way the different artists use these songs in my different shows. First, I'll show you the way Puck and White introduced a song I wrote 20 years ago in Ziegfeld's Showboat, now running in New York, called Goodbye, My Lady Love. Because your heart has gone astray. And you promised me that you would always faithful be. Goodbye, my lady love. Farewell, my tender dove. You are the idol and darling of my heart, but someday you will come back to me and love me tenderly. Goodbye, my lady love, goodbye. Little character called the Dreamer. This character is often seen around Chinatown at Pell Street, standing on the corner up against the lamppost of the building, puffing away at his cigarette, his mind in oblivion. He's thinking about the land of broken dreams. That connects another song of mine called What's the Use of Dreaming? On a cloud of smoke to the beautiful land of dreams, where the livelong day is a marriage yoke, and I'm happy, so it seems I'm dreaming that Andrew Carnegie, Morgan and Roger and John Dee, get tired of being rich, you see, so they gave all their wealth to me. Dreams of rosy youth. Why, what's the use of dreaming? Why, dreams that never will come true. You are worth a million. There is not a doubt. Song I wrote in the girl question. Possibly you've heard it many, many times, called Oh Gee, Be Sweet to Me, Kid. Oh gee, be sweet to me, kid. I'm awfully fond of you. Oh gee, when you're cross with me, no nothing seems good. I'm so blue on the square, kid. I'm crazy about you, the fair. Love me the way you will. Fill me with joy, my honey boy. Go on, be sweet to me, kid. And possibly you remember a little song in The Prince of Tonight used by Henry Woodruff called I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. You have loved lots of girls in the sweet long ago, and each one has meant heaven to you. You have vowed your affection to each one in turn, and you've sworn to them all you'd be true. Why, you've kissed neath the moon while the stars were in tune, then you've left them to haunt a new game. Has it ever occurred to you later, my boy, that she's possibly doing the same? So I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, the lips that I used to call mine. Why, I wonder if she ever takes